I know that we, as fathers, as men, we tend to go through a lot. Amen? Because we, you know how some kids think that other children are the favorites? We tend to think that we're not the favorites. Amen? You know, it's a lot of times people and men don't like to come to church because they think that the church and the pastor is going to bash. I'm not bashing pastor because I'm a man. Amen? Your pain is my pain. What you go through, I go through. Amen? And I think that what we all go through, we all go through. We can hide and act like we don't go through nothing, but you're only fooling yourself. Amen? Because we all go through something, and there's a level of disappointment that this life has that we must share and we must carry. Amen? But in the midst of all of that, I just want to say to you this morning, don't aim too low. Amen. Michelangelo said the greatest danger for most of us lie in not setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving it. Hallelujah. When you set your aim low and you achieve it, you really have done nothing because you did anything to reach the potential that God has given you. Amen. And then there's many times we know that we have the potential and we refuse to use the potential that God has given us. Amen? When I read that statement, I thought about this church and I thought about the diversity of people that we have and the talents that's available in this church right now. You know, we really don't go looking for anybody. It's in the church right now. If people would only subject themselves to what God is saying and what God is doing and what God has gifted them with. Amen? Because we are awesome people, Cathedral of Higher Praise. So I say to you this morning, and I say to my fellow brothers and fellow men, and I say to myself, stop settling for mediocrity. Let's aim high. Amen? And I say to my sisters this morning and the mothers in the house, wives in the house, let's stop settling for mediocrity. Let's aim high. Amen. We're going to have faith. We're going to have to believe it. And we're going to have to work through some things to achieve it. Amen? And before you know it, it will happen. Hallelujah. And when it happens, we're going to make a great difference in the world. I invite all of you to achieve your personal greatness and let God create that for you. Your greatness is not the greatness that God has for you. Hallelujah. Your personal achievement of what you think greatness is not what God has in store for you. Amen. When I pray with people, when I pray for my children and I pray for myself, I pray with my wife, I say I know that He can do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ever think or ask. Hallelujah. And when I do that, I know that whatever my limitations are, God's got more than that. Now, amen. And I look at other people and I say to them, I'm not jealous of them. I'm not jealous of people because I know the same God that blesses them is the same God that can bless me. Hallelujah. The same God. The same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the same God that speaks to me today. The same God. The same God that parted the Red Sea is the same God. The same God that wakes me up every morning is the same God that's been doing it for over 60 years. The same God. Hallelujah. The same God who covered me when I was out there in sin and bliss is the same God that's covering me now with a newness that I should have. Hallelujah. Because He is the same God. And because He is the same God, I'm not aiming too low any longer. Hallelujah. Scripture says in Isaiah 40 and 21, it says, have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Had it not been told you from the beginning, have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? I say that and I read that because I want you to know He's saying to us, didn't you hear? Do you not know? I think of all the things that I go through. I think of all the things that we go through. And I look and I remember that in Genesis that the scripture was written that God said he was going to make man in his own image. Hallelujah. So as I walk around and I realize that the devil is going after me, he's going after my family and going after this church and the saints with sickness and all kind of foolishness, I realize that he made me in his own image. Therefore, I can be an overcomer through Jesus Christ, no matter what it is that the enemy puts in my way. The enemy is always going to throw a monkey wrench into something. Hallelujah. You might as well believe that right now. He's always, as you're walking, you better because he's going to put his foot out to try to trip you. Hallelujah. He tripped Adam and he tripped Eve. He's going to trip Bishop. He's going to trip Pastor. He's going to trip Minister House, Minister Walker, Deacon Ireland. Each and every one of us, he's going to try to trip us as we walk along the way. Amen? The scripture further says, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. Oh, have you ever looked down upon a grasshopper and you whether you're going to let it go or let it live? Hallelujah. You see little insects walking around and you could determine whether or not you're going to let it go or you're going to let it live. Whether you're going to let that insect, that ant see another day. The scripture tells me that he that sitteth on the circle of the earth looks at us like a grasshopper. Hallelujah. And determines what it is that he's going to let us do. Amen? It says he stretches out as far as the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Oh, hallelujah. We don't even know how big the heavens are. We have no idea. Every time we turn around, scientists and man are saying, oh, they found the new. It's nothing new. It's what is there already. God created the heavens and the earth. It was already there. We just found out that there was something there. And just like we just found out that God created something there in our lives, that we would just let God, we'll find out that he has something more for us and there's something more there for us. But we aim too low. We don't let God. We aim too low. Hallelujah. The scripture later on says, lift your eyes on high and behold who has created these things. Hallelujah. It says, lift your head on high. So many times we're looking down. Scripture is saying, lift our heads on high to see who has created those things. Not only has he created things, he has allowed things to happen. The devil can't do nothing that God does not allow to happen. Hallelujah. And the devil works in people, and they believe these things, and they act on it. That action, God allows to happen because he allows us to have a choice as to what it is that we want to do. Amen? We aim too low. I thought that I was going to be talking about the Father, and I looked in the Old Testament, and I started looking at the names of God, and I said, my God, they got all of these names of God. They got Jehovah, the self-existent one. They got Jehovah Tisinu, the Lord of Righteousness. They got Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh. They got Jehovah. They got Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rabu. They got all of these names of Jesus Christ, of God the Father in there. But let me tell you something. When you move over into the New Testament, they don't have all of those names because all of those names indicate a certain position or possession or something that God does for you. Somebody say amen. But when you get over into the New Testament, they just call him Father. They just call him Abba. Because when you say Father, when you say Abba, all of those things are included in that word. So when you say God the Father and you ask for something, you don't have to say Jehovah Nisi. Because God already knows what you need. He already knows what you want. He already knows what you're calling on him for. God the Father. When they asked Jesus, help us to pray, he said, our Father. Because when he says our Father, it's inclusive of everything. Hallelujah. Because the new dispensation, grace and mercy, when it came, it included everything. You don't have to kill a pig because you committed fornication. You don't have to kill another lamb because you did something else. You don't have to give blood and money and kill two birds because you didn't pay your tithes. You just say, our Father, who art in heaven. You don't have to call him a bunch of names. You just call him one name. You just call him Father. You just call him Abba. It takes care of everything. Hallelujah. We can't aim too low. And I want you to know that if you're satisfied with where you're at, this message today, right now, it's not for you. Hallelujah. This is not just for fathers. This is for us. This is for mothers and this is for fathers. This is for anybody. This is for children. This is for teenagers. This is for young adults. This is for single. This is for married. Hallelujah. If you're satisfied where you're at, you're going to be where you're at. All the things that you think that you might want, you will not get. And you can cry out to God, but you haven't done anything for it. God wants us to act and understand that he is God. Amen? The scripture says in Genesis, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over everything creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. I want to stop right there because the Bible is telling us in Genesis that he gave us dominion over every animal, everything. Frog, fish, fowl, whatever it is. So when the devil creeped up and spoke to Eve as a serpent, they didn't realize that they had power over that serpent because the Bible's over every creepy thing. Hallelujah. So now today, there's a lot of creepy things happening out there. Hallelujah. I want you to know, as children of God, you have power over every creepy thing. Because there are some creepy things going on out there. You go to talk to a woman and it's a man. And you don't even know that till you start sinning even further and take your clothes off. Because some of them look better than women. There's some creepy things going on there. Because they're taking animals and reproducing them using stem cells. Therefore, you don't know what you're eating. They don't raise fish in the sea. They raise them in farms. And you thinking that you're reading farm raised. It's farm raised, but it's not well fed. There's some creepy things going on out there. Your children go to school, and people are running up to them and trying to get them to get into the car. If you don't teach your children well, hallelujah. And if they're running around looking for love because they're not getting the training and what they need at home, you don't know what's going to happen to them. There's some creepy things going out there. There's people standing in the pulpit telling people to do all kind of things. And people are doing them because they don't know the word. There's some creepy things going out there. But I tell you, the Lord God has told me in the beginning, in Genesis, that I have dominion over creepy things. So therefore, I will not aim too low. My aim is going to be high, because where I'm at now is not where I'm going to be, in more ways than one. In my spiritual life, where I'm at right now is not where I'm going to be. I've got to aim higher, because there's a bigger devil in the name of Jesus. I rebuke him. Where you are is not where you should be. You should be aiming higher, because the devil is busy. You want to wait till something happen, you better start aiming higher now. You better start putting on the full armor now. You don't get in a fight to learn how to fight. You prepare to fight. So when you're in a fight, you know you're in a fight. And you know how to fight. But we fight against spirits, wickedness, in high places. High places, higher than where you are. So when you walk in there, they treat you like you a peon. But when you stand with the full armor of God on you, you're in control of every situation, because your God has got it. Don't walk into an office thinking you're going to get fired. Think that God is going to give you a promotion. We're limiting God and putting him in a box. We're aiming too low. Oh, hallelujah. Paul says, not that I have obtained all of this, or I have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Jesus Christ took hold of for me. Did you hear that? I press on to take hold of what Jesus Christ has took hold of for me. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ took hold of everything for you. When he conquered death, he conquered everything, and he took hold of everything for you. So therefore, in any situation, when you go in, you take hold of what Christ has already taken hold of for you. He says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me towards, heaven towards, in Jesus Christ. That means the way he says it, that means that he's not going to stop, and he can't stop no matter what. He pressed forward, onward, to the goal that Jesus Christ has already established for him. Does anybody know what the goal is? The goal is that in my house, that's the goal. Bishop, in my house, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it wasn't true, I wouldn't have told you so. So when you look at the dirt, look at the things going on here right now, you press forward towards the mark. You have to aim high, because the dirt and the stuff that's right here, the enemy wants you to look at that, wants you to be involved with that, wants you to turn your attention away from the mark, aiming high. Hallelujah. You can't aim high when you're looking low. You can't do that. Hallelujah. This church is on the increase. We're on the rise. God has got some great things in store for us. Hallelujah. But we got to press forward towards the mark that he has for us in Jesus Christ. Not in pastor, but in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is a job for me. This is my responsibility. If I die tomorrow, they'd be setting another pastor up here soon. Hallelujah. It's just like your job. You know, we take our jobs here on earth too seriously. Oh, hallelujah, too seriously. If they say come in, we come in no matter what. No matter what, we come in. Hallelujah. Because that job means so much to us. We're so dedicated, so responsible, so committed. Hallelujah. But if you die tomorrow, they're going to put somebody else in your place. They're going to put somebody else in your place. Hallelujah. But when we look at the big picture, we're so clamoring for this job, for this raise, for this title, for this office with the seat by the window. So you could look, they come in your office, you could look out the window. Oh, you got an office, you got a window desk, huh? Hallelujah. You could put me in the basement, in the back, in the corner, in the dark. They pay me. That's I'm getting the same thing. Hallelujah. But when it comes to God, where's the commitment? Where's the commitment? Where's the dedication? Hallelujah. Where is it? Tuesday night, and I'm going to say it, Tuesday night Bible study should be packed. It should be packed because we're learning the Word of God. Hallelujah. We're learning the Word of God. And if you don't know the Word of God, then you are going to battle without a weapon. You're going to battle without a weapon because every day is a battle. You don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next. Hallelujah. I don't know what's going to happen one day to the next. I put on my gear. Amen. I put on my full armor. You don't know what to say when the devil comes at you and says something to you. You don't know how to respond. You don't know how to give scripture. You don't know whether you should say something or not. Matter of fact, he says something to you, you don't even know who's speaking to you. You think it's your wife, or you think it's your husband, or you think it's your cousin. It ain't them. It's the devil speaking to you. The devil putting you in a place and putting you in a place where you shouldn't be in. Cornering you in a place that you should not be cornering in because you don't know the Word of God. Hallelujah. How can you fly high, you don't know how to get there? Go for an interview for a job in a certain department. You work in maintenance and you want to get a job in accounting. You go walk in there and you have an interview in front of people. They're going to start asking you questions, not about maintenance, but about accounting. You're going to walk in there trying to tell them what you did do, and they want to know what you're going to do. They want to know the knowledge that you're going to learn or that you have already. You wonder why you get denied, why you don't get the promotion, and you think that you're qualified. You go into spiritual warfare and you're not qualified. You're speaking to people who have demonic spirits and you're not qualified because you don't know the Word of God. And there's no, he doesn't hide the Word from anybody. It's right in the book. All you got to do is pick it up and read it. And if you don't understand something, then you can come, we can talk about it, and we can interpret it and get answers for you. Hallelujah. Don't tell me you're going to aim high and you're not doing the basics. Come on now. Come on. You want to aim high, you are not doing the basics. Somebody's giving you something, paying you and giving you money, and you don't know how to count, you don't know what they're giving you. Years ago, people used to get paid. They didn't know what the boss was giving them. You sit up there and act like you could count, knowing that you couldn't count. People sat up there and read the Bible, didn't know how to read. It looked good, but it wasn't effective. Hallelujah. We got to aim high. Paul, I press towards the mark. Even though I haven't attained it, I'm going to keep pressing towards the mark. Amen? Paul says, press on. When he says press on, he is using deliberate speed. That he has an urgency to what it is that he's doing. Have you ever gotten in your car and you needed to get somewhere? And you go a deliberate speed because you needed to get there? For some people, it might be 60. For others, it might be 80. whatever your speed is, but you need to be on deliverance speed to get to wherever God wants you to get to. Because your speed ain't my speed. Your calling ain't my calling. Your job ain't my job. So there's a speed to where you got to get to. The time of life that you have to get this done is not the same as mine. Hallelujah. I already told you I'm 60, over 60 years old. So there's a certain time frame, God willing, that I got to get certain things done. Hallelujah. Amen. I might not have the same time as somebody 20 or 30 or 40. So there's a sense of urgency that I got with what it is that God has given me to do. Amen? The time for foolishness is over. Hallelujah. Don't aim too low. There's a high calling of God. The calling of God, it's not low. It says it's a high calling. Everybody want to be somebody somewhere, but there's a high calling to where God is calling you. There's a high calling to whatever position you have, be it at the back door or the front door or the side door or the parking lot, kitchen, the bathroom, whatever it is you do for the Lord. There's a high calling for what it is that you do. A high calling of God. Hallelujah. There's a call to holiness. And whatever it is that you do for the Lord. Be the holiest usher that you can be. Be the holiest bathroom attendant that you can be. Because you don't know who you're affecting. Somebody before they get inside the church, you could have already blessed them. Changed that spirit before they walked in here. So they can come in here with praise and worship on their mind. Instead of some annoying thought that they had before they came in here. God has inspired each and every one of us with gifts and ministries. Amen? Your gift might be to smile at somebody and it just brightens their day. That could be the gift that God has given you. Some people might say, well, Pastor, you don't smile a lot. He didn't call me to smile. He didn't call me to smile. That calling might be easier than the calling that I got. But he didn't give that one to me. Hallelujah. Philippians, Paul writes in Philippians, I know what it is to be in need. And I know what it is to have plenty. Don't you know that all of us in here right now, even though we think that we're in need, we have plenty. Is your need physical? Or is it spiritual? Because the Bible tells me that he supplies. Now, spiritually, you got to ask for it. Spiritually, you got to seek his face. Spiritually, he knows what you need, but he's just not going to give it to you. You got to get down on your knees. You got to spend some time in that closet. You got to spend some time alone with you and him. You got to stop talking on the phone and telling everybody what it is you're going through and talk to God. Because some things and most things, that person you're talking to, they can't solve your situation. You're just spreading it like social media. Because you're going to tell this one, and they're going to call somebody else up because they have no conversation, and they're going to find something to talk about, and they're going to talk about you. Some people don't know how to get off the phone. They just keep finding something to talk about. And you know that because they say, so what else is new? What else is going on? Paul said, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether I felt well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Don't you know when you aim high, there's going to be some situations that go on. But if you look there and you say, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me, in the one that gives me strength. You get in an airplane, you start taking flight, and as you start going up, there's a little turbulence, isn't there? Don't the planes shake a little bit? The wings that you're flying on that's taking you up there, they might start doing like that. Hallelujah. As you move up and God is telling you to aim high, there's going to be some turbulence. There's going to be a little shaking going on. The wings have got to stabilize a little bit. But when you get up to that flight and you're on your destination, everything settles down. And it's just like you're sitting in your living room. Somebody say amen. You're going to go through some situations. There's going to be some turbulence. But as you get to where God wants you to get, it's going to be like sitting in church. No matter what you're going through, God is going to take you through it. That's what I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. I want to know this morning, are you in need? Are you hungry? Are you in want? Are you struggling with a situation? All you have to do is know that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. If you're struggling in a relationship, don't give up. Hold on to that piece of gum and hold it together and make it stick. If marriage or relationship or children or anything in life was easy, it ain't worth having. You can only cherish something when you've gone through something. You can't cherish being healthy unless you were sick. You can't cherish walking unless you can't hardly walk. You can't cherish a marriage unless you've been through some things together. You can't cherish your children being overcomers because they got, unless they go through something and take you through some things. Our children don't grow up to be Donnie and Marie. I know I'm dating myself. But they don't grow up like that. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to go through something. It's going to hurt your heart, but they got to go through what they got to go through. You just got to be there for them the same way somebody was there for you. And if you're crying and you're saying, well, nobody was there for me, change the situation. I'm a firm believer if you grow up and there's something that happened that you didn't like, you change it. You have the power to do that. I grew up thinking that everybody was belittling me because I kept going to church. I grew up and realized that around the corner from me, a friend of mine used to watch us get in the car to go to church. And as an older adult, he says, I wish you would ask me to come to church because he didn't have a daddy that was home with him. Living off the government, getting hand-me-downs. Wishing, I would say, you want to come to church. We're so busy looking at, thinking people are looking at us, despising us, and they're actually looking at us and envying us. Hallelujah. Our heads are so turned around. The enemy's got us so confused as to who we are. We're thinking people are looking and despising us, but they want what you have. And then when somebody wants what you have, it turns into a deadly sin called jealousy. And then the hate. You wonder why that person hating on you. Not only are they hating on you, they're hating on the God that you serve. They're hating on the God that provides for you. Because they're being used by the enemy. So you don't look at that person, look at the spirit in that person. But we're so willing and ready to fight. Hallelujah. We're ready to fight. It ain't about fighting. You ain't going to win against the devil. Who do you think you are? But you can win with Christ. Because you know what? He's not even going to let you fight. He goes, sit down, sit down. Sit down. You don't know what you're doing. Sit down. Let me handle this. I got this. Letting the devil take our aim, our what it is that we're supposed to be doing. He wants to get in our plans, but God says, I got plans for you. I got plans for you. When you were in your mother's womb, I had already ordained you before the beginning of the foundations of the world. I already knew, Sister May, where you're going to live, who your husband was going to be, how many children you were going to have, what job you were going to work in. I got plans for you, what church you was going to attend. I got plans for you. Just trust me. I got plans for you. First Lady, I got plans for you. Not you, but not me, but God's got plans for you. Hallelujah. He's got plans for you. You went through some things throughout your whole life, and people don't really know what it is that you went through. Hallelujah. They don't know, and I'm not talking about with me. Lord knows she ain't go through nothing with me, but she had things go on in her life that nobody knows about. Hallelujah. But you know what? No matter what the enemy did, God had plans for her. Deaconess, nobody knows the things that you went through, but God had plans for you. No matter what the enemy tried, the plans could not be broken because you were obedient to what God allowed. Whatever it was, you went through it. You see, when you make it through the storm, there's going to be storms. But when God's got a plan for you, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper in the name of Jesus. Every person today, God's got plans for you. If you only accept the plan that he has. When you aim high, you can only get there through God, through Jesus Christ, who's going to take you places that you never even thought about. The devil knew that we as humans were going to aim high. Because what's one of the first things he did with Jesus? He took him up on high and said, look. Look. Look down on all of this. You can have this. You bow down. But he didn't know that the person that he's telling look is the person who made it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The person who made it. Isn't that something? He's looking at Jesus as the Son of God, not knowing that he's God. As smart as he was, as smart as he is, at that time, he didn't even know he was talking to God. I say that because sometimes the enemy will be talking to you and he won't even know who he's talking to. He won't even know who he's talking to. But when you're a son and a daughter of God, you know that you do all of that little pettiness and all of that stuff, it don't mean nothing. It don't shiver your timbers. Hallelujah. Devil likes to turn us around and say, where's your God now? And try to make you into a pestilence. Amen. Make you doubt things. Make you doubt that God is God. But he says, I am God. Don't make a truce with him. The devil is a deal maker. Don't you know? He's a deal maker. You don't have to strike no deal with the devil. We are striking deals with the devil. And then you put the Lord in. Lord, if you let me have this. No, the enemy's letting you have that. God ain't give it to you because you didn't need it. Because you didn't know what to do with it. You couldn't cherish it. You wouldn't honor him with it. But you let the devil make a deal with you and you jump right in it. You go get you a car. And I ain't talking to nobody. But you go get you a car. Cost you $700 a month to pay for it, and you can't pay your rent. But when you sit down, the devil's talking to you and making you think that you can do this. God didn't want you to have that car for $700 a month. He wanted you to have a car so you can get from home to work and to church and the prayer meeting and the Bible study and to go witness and visit in the hospital. Take somebody to pick up some groceries for them or do something. That's what he gave you a car for. The same one that cost you $700 is the same that cost you $200, period, amen. It gets you from here to there. You're so worried about your car that costs you $700 a month, you can't sleep. You're so busy getting up in the night every time you hear a noise, you're hoping nobody touched your car. God gives you a car for $200 and he gives you peace beyond all understanding. Because you don't care what happens to that car. They can hit it, they can scratch it, just as long as they can't take it. Just like Job, my servant Job, consider him. You could do all the things you want to him, but you can't have his life. Psalm says, give us aid against the enemy, for the help of man is worthless. With God, we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. We get victory with God. He will trample our enemies. No matter what it is that you do, look to God. Aim high. Ask for all things in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I keep saying, you can't get to the Father except through the Son. Hallelujah. We went to a service on Wednesday night, and I could not believe that the bishop had to continue. He was teaching his congregation, and he's saying, I have to tell you that you can't get to the Father unless you go through the Son. I'm thinking that's Christ 101. But there's people out there still trying to get to God without going through the Son. Because Jesus said, when you see me, you see him. He and I are the same. We are one. Oh, hallelujah. Is somebody getting this morning? You hear people pray, and they'll be talking to God. Them prayers ain't going nowhere. But you pray in the name of Jesus. And if you're praying with somebody and they're just praying to God, you say in the name of Jesus. Because you can't be part of that foolishness. They can pray all they want. You say, in the name of Jesus. Stand firm on what it is that God has taught you. Stand firm that Jesus Christ died for me and you. Took all of our sins. That's why we can be overcomers. Even in the old days, we couldn't just go to God. He had a prophet. He had somebody he had to talk to. And everybody couldn't just go into the temple. Aim high. Don't aim too low. Expect to overcome. Somebody say amen. Expect to defeat the devil. Somebody say amen. Expect to overcome depression. Somebody say amen. Expect to overcome hopelessness. Expect to overcome bad habits. Expect to be a victor in Christ. Expect victory in your life. Expect great things from God. Expect to move higher in whatever it is that God will have you to do. Expect healing in the name of Jesus. Expect all of these things that he has promised us in his word. But we have low expectation. We have low expectation. Because each and everybody in here today, you have something going on. And if you could just focus in on that thing right now, and that's what I'm going to ask you to do. Focus on that one thing right now. Hallelujah. Focus on that thing right now. Hallelujah. That's got you at the end of your rope. Focus on that right now. Close your eyes and focus on that thing. Concentrate on that thing right now. There is something that the enemy is tearing at you right now. I need you to focus and close your eyes on that right now. And without opening your eyes, without opening your eyes, I want you to take your head, because when we focus, we tend to look down. I want you to lift your head up and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am an overcomer. I'm an overachiever. I am the son or daughter of a living God. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Devil, I decree right now in the name of Jesus that you and your demons and your demonic spirits, that they must go right now in the name of Jesus. You can go wherever you gotta go, but you can't stay here. You gotta leave right now. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, take the wheel. I believe, I decree right now in the name of Jesus that devil, I step on your head. In the name of Jesus, I am covered by your blood. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that I will be free. My family will be free. My husband, my wife will be free. My children will be free. Where I work, I will experience freedom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we need some people to have faith today that you are real. Lord, we're going to aim high this morning and not low. God, we're looking for a move of the Spirit in this place, in my life. Lord, I ask you to take over and take control in the name of Jesus. We proclaim victory. Do I have some victorious people today? Can you proclaim victory in your life today? Can you proclaim victory over that one thing that they had you right here? Oh, hallelujah. Devil, you're gone today in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to step on the enemy's head. Somebody needs to step on his head. Somebody needs to rebuke him right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to declare that they shall live and not die. Oh, hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Don't look outwardly, but look inside. That's where the enemy is. He's inside. Inside of here. Rebuke. Renew your mind. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Give him praise this morning. Give him praise this morning. Somebody give him praise this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Praise him this morning. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your son. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for allowing me, little old me, to be an overcomer. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. Father, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know it's going to be done. Lord, I know that you're right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Fight for your victory. Pray for your victory. Put on the full armor of God for your victory. No weapon formed against you. Hallelujah. Healing, deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Aim high. Aim high. Look up. Lift your heads. Stop keeping your heads low. Look high. We say he sits high and looks low. And when he looks low, does he see you look at him? Oh, hallelujah. 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 Stop compromising. Stop compromising. Make the best of what God has given you. This gift that he's given you. This gift called life. Aim high. You got one chance. You got one chance. You got one chance. This is your opportunity. This is your time. This is your life. Hallelujah. Aim high. Aim high. Don't let nobody put you down. Aim high. Hallelujah. Aim high. I serve a great God, Bishop. I serve a great God. He's not a great man. He's a great God. He's greater than man. I serve a great God. I serve a great God. Oh, hallelujah. When you get married, they say you forsake mother and father. What will you do for God? What will you forsake for God? What will you forsake for God? They ask him, who's your family? He says, these are my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We got to care for one another. These are my brothers and my sisters. Hallelujah. Your wife is your sister in Christ. Hallelujah. Your daughter is your sister in Christ. Your son is your brother in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody praise him this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody praise him this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stop aiming too low. Hallelujah. Let us stand this morning.